Mr. Harold Sell, Reel 19. One thing I was curious about was this radio. You mentioned it was going to be behind a wall or in a...
Well, it was supposed to be in a window box, and the search was made of the area, and the box was found, but there was no radio. Nevertheless, we did get a radio. It may well have been the same radio and been handed to them by the Maschinenmeister, who was a bit of a collaborateur. Radio news, and the method of handing out the news was that we were all formed in company. And he would come and give me the information, and he would come along and he would say, by the way, the canary is chirping at 9 o'clock tonight.
What radio is curious behind you?
At roll call, I would pass the word down and say, the canary is chirping, in their activities so that any attentions the Germans may have on anything would be diffused, or all activities would be going. The canary chirping clock till 9 tonight.
Radio. What's curious behind
on these powdered milk tins, and they put bits of the canary in the bottom of them, and then they poured sugar or stuff and milk on the bit. Wires which they managed to clip into a conduit. They'd unearthed clock chirping
till 9 radio
night
behind
curious on full radio service, and then the information would become it would us to the clock stuff on the park on the bit, which then radio operator, and then they would send for the security officers from every company. They would read it out to the con. We'd be read out to clock to earth down.
Radio.
Tonight. There would meet on curious copy there and then. There were guards all around the camp, watchers, and as soon as your security officers left and it was known they it was stuff on the bit, to then on their activity. The cry would go up, goon up, and thereupon some diversion would take place. The idea being that no one was ever in possession of this written in a
radio.
There would have been sort of copy that's curious into the barrack of the company. Doors would be shut off, shut and manned, and it was look out, it was posted, stuff on the day of it. There, and the four radio bulletin would be given out, and it would be a very full one. There, and that was basically the system would take we had for getting BBC. That no, there was ever mention of this. It was very
radio.
Nothing. So, it was forbidden ever to mention the word radio, or even to mention anything that was in the buzzer. Man, shut in the bushes, and it was posted. This was the sort of way it went on. Many variations, but basically that was the way.
You mentioned one of the guards was possibly an aberrator, or one of the Germans.
Obviously, we had to take getting for
that.
Well, that notion of was ever. He was the man who lived outside. He was a native of the area, a Pole. And he had the job of man, was to shut and post it, and it was this was called the Maschinenmeister. I had access to him.
And how cooperative was Aberrator?
He was very cooperative.
In return for what?
He was the this who lived, so they never had.
That's from your Red Cross.
We gave up our Red Cross parcel to their stuff, chocolates and cigarettes. We'd all put them in, and the Cloak and Dagger Department would use those as a bribe. Man, was just man, shut and it was called the Mary. Well, some of the German sentries, you see, would accept
brought. And for what?
Well, he was the maps bring you in, so they bring in newspapers. I mean, if we wanted maps to make maps or something from, and we wanted something authentic brought in, or we used those as a man, which just the man shut and it was a sort. I forget what they call it, Die Welt or something, Tagenblatt. I wanted copies, and these fellows were beginning to smuggle it. Well, Britain was adopted. He was ever long behind you, there was a sentry, and he used to stand about a foot behind you with his rifle at the high port. Demands as a cake of soap was a great bribe. Pass the soap behind him, and the chap at the German sentry, because they was in the search when they went out. Adoption of soap in his fly bra. Well, he was the long back. You see, the chap kept his rifle in the right position and went out with a cake of soap. And then the next day when he came back, he had the Allgemeine Zeitung. It was a German newspaper from which we could get various sketches and marry it up with what came over the radio. And feelings elected brushion of the openness of so right. Well, whenever they saw the chap altered the scale of the map. That is to say, they had the north and south scale correct, but the lateral scale where they had withdrawn man was narrowed. Great. It was like the fence, the pre-prepared positions. They might have gone 300 miles, but it looked about half a mile on the map. The roll calls, the hate roll calls, we've heard about all those. The cloak and dagger. Drawn the cake was
their activities besides bribery.
The cloak and dagger department got all the information and coordinated and supervised all the arrangements for escape. It was two that did. Negation of them. Open his pass my information on to my own security officer, who would then give it to the cloak and dagger. They would withdraw. Was just put in there. Would
the close
that? Then great. That there. Man's officer. It was rather like an MI5 inside, and we used to. There was one called Colonel Brown, I remember, and he brigade commander, I think, at one time. Drawn his put was there was job
was that about the club.
Then he had to keep in contact with the German commandant. He had to relay the order to the German. It was done. Control to the to see the British officers carried them out. He had to make certain that nobody escaped. He had to make certain that nothing of any impropriety had come on. I think it was drawn there. Was in German job then?
About the club out there.
It's impossible for anybody to carry it out. So I think his job was an impossible one, and. They carried it out very well. They laid the order. It was controlled. And every two or three days they would go and see the German commandant, either to receive a complaint from him or to get an order.
Was a senior British officer? Start to see him as cooperating too much.
Well, this was one of the problems. We used to go to great lengths to explain what was very well out and relay. It was the order control to the end. This senior British officer being sent for by the commandant, and they would send a couple of sentries in to take him out. And he was going to see what he had to say. You got a section of the Bolshe boys who would turn around and say, "You bloody well don't go, you mate. We also come in and see you. You're a Brit. Very well, must. You're out. It was delay control. The order the And that was rubbish, because the thing was, he had to go, and it was in everybody's interest he went. He didn't have to carry out what he was told, but he had to go and see which way the land lay.
British officer, senior British
officer, one time, nothing
was put fairly hard, that Marish Trubau were much better than they had been at Moose.
Oh yes, yes, they were controlled, they were very strict, and you may come in and so go. See, you're a Brit, you're very well, you're a little bit, it was allowed, and get on with the job, is what we were really there for, I think, to contact and but get people away and which way they
lie.
They got some away at this Operation Wembley that I'm told you about. They were out, and they went down near Prague, and then I think went up to join the partisans in Moravia. And so, Colabrit, see very well, you're a expert, and a little bit added out. And at the same time, they had the breakout at Stellag Luft 3, where they were all shot. And of course, this was what the Germans feared. And people come to
How long were you at this camp?
Probably until the following year. And it was, yes, it was in the following year, I think. It was in the Paravia for several months. See, Now, we knew that something was up, because the Russians were in fear. People and assessors. Now, remember, from the radio of a speech by Winston Churchill. And it was amazing that we could get this information in the partisan, I think. And we were grunts, several months. Your MCA made by Alex, because they were reported to us verbatim. And I remember about that time, Stalingrad people had gone. There's now and I'm not certain whether Smolensk had gone, but they were getting down the road towards us and might well cut us off. So we anticipate that the so we had a half warning, a half preparation that we would be moved.
What did you do to prepare for the move?
Well, of course, naturally packed up all our things and came out at night and got you out of bed, and you were off, and everything you couldn't pick up, you lost. And so we packed all our, kept all our sons. Anticipate that the rep was vital tins to drink out of, because we never had any cutlery, and we never had any cups or saucers, and we never had anything like that. We had to live out of course, naturally, all our things. Often the Red Cross parcels. We never had anything issued. It was everything had to come that way. So we were virtually prepared. Packed, we kept all our, and I, we shared your rep that the job.
Who was wrote?
Rob was probably a report from in the when I was first captured. He'd been with me throughout the entire war.
What was his surname?
Of course, not of Robinson for all our things. Naturally, now in the Remy, and often at our brigade headquarters, and we had met at the beginning of the war, and we went through the entire war. He went to 154 Brigade, he was wounded, and I picked you know, all our shared eye with your representative that the Jolt,
who was
robbed all the way through until he died about 3 or 4 years after the war. However, Robbie and I did get ourselves organized, and sure enough, naturally. In the now, and Remy often in the red, one night late or early in the morning. Right, move. 7 o'clock tomorrow morning. A battalion of SS was we and our shared all our Europe. I we disapproved that the didn't have much popularity with us, and they were a pretty grim bunch. And they came in, and every one of them had these potato masher. Naturally, in the report, and has not often carried his smizer and a grim-faced bunch, and the whole right moving marched in, and we had no idea what was going to happen to us. But SS of every, and he was shared in our pick. Your rep, all our, I, we, just paraded up, all in column of route, Told we could only take what we could carry. Nothing else. No food had but takeout. In the naturally and to port often. And we, as we marched in, and we had an SS a battalion of a shed. He was palliasses filled with straw. Hit up. All the power to the camp was by overhead pylons, which came with the big steel work pylon. No food, no potato had out. So we piled all our straw off against the power pylons. And we were forged up. And we had a slot pass through. They threw a lighted tow. They hit up. We powered. The straw went by. The heat generated, which kept steam, power pilots as well. Food area was turned to dust, and every bit of power supply in that area was out for a burden.
How did the Germans react?
The Germans. Nothing they could do. They were rushing around for fire. Engines were rushed. They were forced. We had alien was had been detailed to try and put it out, and there was a fear it might spread to the common day. However, with the straw felt that we'd generate heat just the moment, which kept power in the pilot way. Food as well. We were marched down to the station, which seemed a long way at that time.
The Germans,
the world had a very good shot. Nothing were rushed to them for fucking rounds. We hadn't been overfattened, see.
Had you lost a lot of weight, though?
We lost a lot of weight. Food at my common time, they very fed up. We felt that the straws were living on soup. They didn't eat any meat or anything. They were suffering. And all we had was from Red Cross parcels was the basic way, a long time, what
the Germans
pinched the buds. We were good cooking. They were rushing nothing for fun. Sure they had potatoes. And black bread. And that's with our Red Cross food. Commander, it might be. And that's very weird up. Felt that they did give us the Red Cross parcels. And so we went down to the station. And there, solemnly, we were along with what
the Germans
pinched the good show. We were rushed cooking for fun. Nothing. Belts or braces removed. Handcuffs put on. And piled into these cattle trucks. And it might then give, and we felt it up. They're 9 inches long, and about 3 inches in diameter, and one loaf of steak, black bread. And that had to last us about 3 days. Along what
the German
good chins, they were rushing work for cooking. But nothing races. I had access to the commandant. And I told him what I thought of him.
Which was?
Well, I couldn't repeat it here. Then give up. And we felt the head up. And I told him what would happen to him. I told him exactly what would happen to him and what he'd done. And whenever I got out of the camp, and what good
the Germans
were rushing to them for fire, cooking, nothing
that had annoyed you in particular. If you could just, I mean, obviously.
He was not so much as what he did. Repeat it. I would the details and that, but not it up. Much as what person told him, and I happened to amongst his underlings. That was the thing. It was what he contorted. I got the demonstration. Good. But off we shot in these cooking.
I annoyed you in particular.
Our particular truck. We had a pretty good escapism, just, and he had made what he, I would repeat it, out of a Red Cross bully pot, not such as what up person. He'd made a key, which he opened the house, and we took our handcuffs off, he can, and got a hole in the floor, by cooking, he dropped that to the floor, and the red tick back. Had so three as we arrived at well now knows Brunswick, repeated and fully passed, but not such as one person up out of the truck, and the chap which he had to receive us had instructions to take X number of manacled prisoners. On the floor. We dropped that cooking. That says, what do you do? And we were not manacled, so he wouldn't take us. So all that happened, repeated, fully not trust Boris Trubow. I ended up of the train that took place between the commander of the chap who wanted to hand us over and the fellow who had to take us over. And they were reading documents and being Germans as on the floor. He dropped that word, went to the area was sent for, and he came, and we were watching this on the grass bank. And he made the momentous decision. And all that happened was in charge of us, not his fourth Trubow, negligently handled us, and the other fellow was enough to take us up to the camp. So we were leading the jump. On the way on the floor, the Brit dropped that with me. The Germans, as usual, used to make the officers carry their baggage and make them carry the other ranks. Meant the station, and all that had charged each other ranks, not the forest, is for. Well, the British other ranks inquiry doesn't react to that. He does quite the reverse. And what he did was he carried out the instructions, which he did, leading. On the way up the bridge on the floor, he dropped that BM dispatch rider's BMW motorbike, which was on the side of the road just outside the camp, which we could see with the gates. Momentous action, and these charges all that had not each other out, they thought motorbike, pushed it up through the column, pushed it up, went as bold as reverse to the postern at the gate. Instructions did. Leading door, on the way, the Brit, could they put the motorbike as they'd been instructed to take it up to the commandantura. So they could see, which we could see with the gates. And these point of charge, commandantura was on the other. They went in, went round the bike, and in no time, a hole had been dug and the bike was buried. So they, that was it. On everyone at the gate, instructions. Leading in the brick, and the bike was then the bike put them on. They'd been faff went down, and the clever boys turned the bike into a generator for the radio. They with the converted, they pointed on to a coming down the cross. They went the other racket had it in volt bike in battery. They out of the dynamo, they made the dynamo, then they made a that was it, an alternator. Out of dead, leading in the brick, the bike, and the bike was then, they'd been the voltage up to the quiet voltage because they were all valve sets of those. And then they kept it for the LT, and when we made our wireless room, excavated it with the these two, and to a point on the commander, they went over, it had each other out to get the stuff for the batteries. And that existed until they were able to bring them all into the mains and get they made a supply for their radios.
Because you said the radio.
Yes, leading the brickling in the bike, or the bike underneath a bed or underneath a lavatory pan or something. They would cut it all.
Oh, just a hole then.
Well, yes, they would have a hole. They would dig it out, extra room to excavate these, prop it onto on the bedboards.
And how big would it be?
Each other out, so as they could get in and pedal. And that.
Now that goes supply head into the camp. What was the arrangement of it? Because you said the radio of,
it was an X, the BRAF Barlingen, underneath, it was on those maps which I gave you, an ex-RAF barrack, Luftwaffe barrack, get out of the this room, these excavators were paint profit on the boards, bed of the bombing of each other, the devastation of Coventry, all on what this wonderful unit had done.
That goes,
and,
what was the arrangement of this?
This is
you said of the radio.
Ein Volk, Ein Führer, all of BRAF, and it was converted into a prison camp. And next door to it, of course, was the airfield barrack, Luftwaffe barrack, off about it, get out of these chest room part, so that we knew enough of bed burning off. And we sometimes receive some of the presents from the RAF in return for it.
That goes arranged.
And
what was the arrangement of
three large radio box barracks, two stories, converted of brick built and camp next door. And of course, the horse was fielded underneath a low pressure hot water system wired out, so new and all that we toilets.
So not bad
X, at all. RAF. Oh, they, those quarters were good. The RAF returned only one return for it. Time of and the shortages were in swing. Three.
So what were the main shortages?
Food. Built. Nothing we weren't so bad off by then, Cam, but of course, and the daughter of course was healed off. A hot bombing cut all the water source.
Why were you better off the clothing? What had happened?
By that time, the Red Cross had managed to get the RAF were good. Return it. Only one return for a time as we met. And hopes, you see. And that was then, we were then approaching the 1944 winter. That was 44, where the ones had been by the bad off of corn camps, the undaughter field course was off. Or the summer, it would be, the, no, it would be summer, because I remember it was fine when we went in. And we organised ourselves as we did before.
Was it again all...
Returns were good. Only one time and for it. All we had, we managed, and, see, orderlies, we had Americans, we had the Canadians, South Americans, Australians, and then, of course, part of the camp. And field door to off course was summer came in.
How did you get on with these other groups? Did you liaise with them?
Was well, as they came in, they were debriefed by the Cloak and Dagger boys.
What was a debriefing like? All
Brit were good. Came in. It was quite only one. All we had. It was and we must say, is orderly of birth, like you're questioning me, and to find out if he was a phony, because Germans would send a phony in to of course, and that's the part of. Camp field and off door to horse was got a radio which they couldn't find, and their search parties couldn't find. And
how would they know?
Well, I suppose at one time or other, I think they came in were good.
It was quite
all we had. And you will see, as we went on in later times, we used to, if we knew that, as we did, that they were coming in specially to search for this radio, we would make a German squad up and the phone would send money in, but of course, to the and then. Part of field and camp off, they found it. Well, that was the thing.
Well, these phonies, did you actually, were they detected?
Yes. Now,
can you remember?
I suppose one time, was it, I think the range of detection were good. All we had, method the Germans used was we were allowed one postcard a month to send home. And it's radio for this. We Germans would make up use what up. There were hands would send it, of course, Germans, and to sent your guard off in camp, the Cloak and Dagger Department might instruct certain individuals to put a certain phrase in, because then that would be decoded.
Can you remember?
I think they caused it. The way was quite all we were good. They used to look at them, and they used with their stooges. The stooge would fill in his card, radio, give in for the Germans. And opposed to make up, they were hand up, but of course, would send and German. They had a system that nobody could post a letter without it had gone through our censorship. So we picked out this chap, and that was then coded BD.
Can you remember?
I think they gave him away. It was that, unfortunately for him, in his radio, we gave in Germans for this. There were hands to make a bit of caught ups and of the something or other, which the Germans knew we could not have heard except by radio. And we knew, we chopped out then that was coded, because then I think they caught and got a hold of and taken into protective custody. Point, radio. We had Germans give in for. There were hands.